For that basin, when rain falls in it, runoff will flow downstream to the east/northeast, as shown by the white hatched colors. With that knowledge, you will want to expand your flash flood warning to the east/northeast when drawing it up to account for this downstream flow. Now, ideally, you'd want to click on several more basins to get a bigger sample size, but for this example, I just had you choose one. As a rough rule of thumb, we say that in areas of relatively flat topography, extend your flash flood warning 1 to 2 basins in whichever direction the downstream flow is. However, for more mountainous topography, you will definitely want to extend it several more basins downstream due to the high potential of mud and debris flow from upstream rainfall. Crush unit streamflow can also assist you in highlighting which way the downstream flow is. It will appear in what we refer to as ghost-like fingers, as potentially creepy as that may sound. In this example, you see these faint finger-like extensions extending northward from the area of highest crush unit streamflow and rainfall as shown here. This is telling you that the water is flowing downstream to the north. Seeing that, you'd want to extend your flash flood warning in that direction when drawing it up.